This is WBUR's Weekend Edition. I'm John Carpilio. Dozens of young people with the group Our Climate gathered on Boston Common this weekend to draw attention to our growing climate crisis. They used painted tiles from students around the state to construct a 100-foot-long mosaic of a right whale and her calf. Their message, adults of the world, do something before it's too late. WBUR's Miriam Wasser went to yesterday's event and brings us this audio postcard.
Good morning, and welcome to Our Climate's Right Whale Mosaic. I'm Izzy Goodrich, a 15-year-old from right here in Boston.
I'm Ava Harrington, I'm 17, and I live in North Reading, Massachusetts.
I'm Lorenzo, I'm 14, and I'm from Boston.
My name's Taya, and my age is 8.
My name is Eben Bine. I am the New England Field Coordinator for Our Climate, which is a youth-led organization that advocates for climate policy. Today, we gathered over 1,000 cardboard cutout tiles. They're made from recycled cardboard, on which young artists from across Massachusetts have painted what they stand to lose to climate change.
I'm drawing Föhr, which is the island my family's from in northern Germany, and it's sinking, so I would like to keep it around.
I'm drawing people holding hands on an earth to show that we could lose the human species.
I'm just about to put my painting over in the big whale, and I wrote, "We need to save our earth," and I put a little earth in the middle.
My name is Joe Carrig. I'm a 7th grade visual art teacher at Boston Latin School, and I had about 400 of my students' paintings in this project. This is Ashley, who did the earth here. Oh, this is Andrew. Snow. He's got footsteps in the snow. This is Sasha's whales. And oh, this is, girl's really poetic, Vivian. Being alive. And this is a sun over the edge of the earth with clouds. And she's just incredible visually what she does.
You know, we see rising sea levels, melting ice caps. We're going to have a lot of water crises, especially in the eastern side of the world. Things like malaria might start to grow, and it's going to severely affect a lot of people, especially poor people and people of color. So that's why I'm here today, to stand up for the people who are most in need.
I think because we're going to be the next generation that has to take care of this, we're going to be the next leaders, we're going to have to be the ones to make all the difficult conversations on how we can make this work, it's important that we show up earlier rather than later, because there are going to be a lot of consequences.
It's a beautiful day. You got so many tourists, people from all over the place. I met a couple from Florida, I met a couple from Colorado, Philadelphia, and they see this giant art mosaic. And so naturally they get curious, and that's kind of like the best part of this, is that you have people walking by, they stop and ask what's going on, and you can educate them and inform them.
When you find the one or two people that actually like listen, have take the time to listen to you, and actually take one of your flyers, it's like such a note of confirmation. And that's the sphere we go into as fighting for climate change, is knowing that there's going to be setbacks and people like turning down on us, but there will be people turning up and saying yes to this.
That's just some of the voices with the group Our Climate, who gathered on Boston Common yesterday. This is WBUR.